We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Joined now by Jaden Shackelford, still out west in California. Jaden, it's 94 degrees right now in Tuscaloosa. Is it hotter out there in Southern California at the moment?
Yes, it's hotter out here right now. Super hot, actually. It's been hot since I've been home. So 94 is a lucky day out here.
Dry heat, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's great to see you. We're certainly glad about the news we heard last week about your intention to return to Alabama for your junior season. I just want to start off by asking, after the Sweet 16 game against UCLA ended, what's your summer been like?
It's been, nothing but work, Right after that game, it just added fuel to the fire and motivation for me to work harder, trying to take this team this year to that same stage and even farther, So, it's just been nothing but work, locked in the gym with my dad since I've been home. And you know how that goes, just trying to get better each and every day.
And of course, as soon as the season ended, you did talk about how you wanted to go through the NBA draft process while maintaining your college eligibility. What'd you really learn during that time?
I learned a lot, it was a good process for me to go through, for me and my family, to get a lot of feedback, So, I did my workouts and, I got a lot of good feedback. It was good for me.
What was some of that feedback? What were people telling you about your game? And did you learn anything new from that?
Right. I got some good feedback, I got to be more of a decision maker, That's a big thing for a lot of teams. They want to see me be more of a decision maker with the ball in my hands. Just being more consistent, that's always a thing that NBA teams want to see is consistency. So, I'm definitely working on that. It was just, honing in and just making sure I'm a leader each and every time I step on the court, which, I take pride in. So, and of course, always improving on the defensive end. So there's a lot of things to pick at, so I just got to continue to build myself up and, just learn from the process and, showcase it throughout the season.
Was it mainly just NBA front offices or GMs, scouts, executives like that, or are there some players and coaches mixed in as well?
Mostly front office type, for the most part, but there were some coaches.
And was it cool and exciting to kind of get to talk to them for the first time about your game?
Yeah, for sure. It was a great experience and it felt good to know that you're being seen on that level. So, it just kind of motivates you.
And obviously there was some time for you as well in the transfer portal. Did you kind of learn anything else about your game when you talked to some other schools during that time?
Yeah, it shows you that like people are watching you all the time, So, a lot of, other coaches that reached out to me, were already familiar with me and how I played and things like that. So, I guess it kind of showed me a few things about myself for sure.
And ultimately, when you sat down with your family and kept thinking about what you wanted this next year to look like, what made it important for you to return to Alabama?
It was just, it felt right, Of course, I made the decision to, weigh my options, but at the end of the day, I felt that it was right for me to come back to Bama, I've, kind of built something my first 2 years there, and I feel like, you know, it's only right to come back and finish what I started, you know. So, you know, the guys on there, we're all good. We talk all the time. And, you know, I talked to the coach and staff. You know, they didn't let up on me. They continue to recruit me even throughout the process. So, you know, I just feel like it was right.
What was that moment like when you did call Coach Oates about your final decision?
He was pumped, especially, you know, Petway. He was super pumped.
But he was bouncing all around the office, probably running up and down the halls.
Yeah, he called me screaming, let's go.
Well, that's certainly good to hear, and we can't wait to see you back in Tuscaloosa. And we're talking on this Thursday. It's a really big day for some of your Alabama teammates tonight, coming up Absolutely. Is the NBA draft. And let's pretend for a moment I'm an NBA GM, and I'm saying, all right, mm-hmm. Jaden, you played with, we'll start with John Petty. Why should we draft him? And then we'll go talk about Herb and Primo as well.
John Petty, ultimate competitor, shoots the lights out. You know, he's a two-way player. He guards and shoots the ball. You know, he's a great leader. He's very seasoned. He's a veteran guard who's played college ball for 4 years. And, you know, you're getting a guy who's going to come in and give you what you need.
Herbert Jones.
Herbert Jones, ultimate leader, going to do everything you ask him to do. Elite defender. Improved shooter. You know, he's really improved his offensive skill set this past year. So, you know, with Herb, you're getting literally everything you can ask for. He's going to change any team he goes to.
And then you only got to play with him for 1 year, but what'd you see from Joshua mm-hmm. Primo? What kind of teammate is he?
Primo's a great, great teammate. You know, he's a worker. He's in the gym all the time, every day. You know, he can shoot the ball very well. You know, he's improved decision maker. So, you know, he has a lot of potential, a lot of upside, you know, being so young. So I feel like any team that takes a chance on him will be fine because, you know, he works hard and, you know, he's going to be great.
And, of course, one of your teammates got drafted last year and you got to play with as a freshman, Kyra Lewis Jr. Did you lean on him during the last few months?
Yeah, I know. I talked to Kyra a few times. You know, he asked me how the whole process was going, like when I was going through all NBA stuff. So, you know, I talked to him a few times here and there. So, you know, he was always there for me for sure if I needed him.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now you're getting ready to come back to Alabama for your junior season, get to keep playing in Nate Oates' style of play. And just how much mm-hmm. fun as a player that likes to score, you obviously led the team in scoring last year. How much freedom mm-hmm. do you feel playing offense in this system?
It's a lot for sure. You know, he doesn't really like to slow down too much, as you know. So, you know, if we're getting up and down the floor and playing, you feel pretty free, honestly. You know, you get up and down the floor. As long as you're guarding, he wants you to go. So, you know, it's a lot of freedom in our offense, you know, being able to shoot the three and things like that. So, you know, that's kind of what he wants too. So he wants you to feel free and be able to go at times. So.
And we heard him say a lot his first year, you know, the offense was kind of there, kind of what his mm-hmm. vision for Alabama basketball would be was there, but the defense wasn't there. It seemed like right. that was the focus of last mm-hmm. summer and the yeah. offseason getting ready for the year. And it seemed like defense took over for you guys last year.
Nah, definitely. We definitely prided ourselves way harder last year on defense. And of course it showed. And I feel like that was a big reason on why we won.
It certainly was. And what are you going to take? What's your one lasting memory from this past year? Is there a game that stands out, kind of a final moment, a locker room celebration that really stands above the rest?
Sheesh, there was a lot, man. I would say the SEC championship game. I don't know. You just like the momentum going to the game, the hype, you know, we had huge talk before the game, you know, it was a different feeling that game and winning it was crazy. Seeing my seniors with tears in their eyes crying, me crying myself, it was just a great feeling. So, you know, I definitely look back and think that was like one of the moments I cherish most.
Well, you guys are going to get championship rings based on that and the regular season championship that was announced. It'll be coming up during the football LSU game. You got to be pumped for that.
Yeah, that's going to be nice. Can't wait.
Another question. I've been watching the basketball tournament, seeing what Coach Hodgson, Coach Baum, and I call him Coach Baum, and, you know, Adam has been director of ops now and scouting, but you got to be thrilled for what they're doing with the Buffalo guys.
Nah, yes. It's crazy. I've been watching every one of their games, you know, that blue collar is basically what they're doing, you know. They weren't picked to win a few of their games, but, you know, playing hard, and it's crazy. See AB and Coach B out there, but, you know, it's good for them.
That really is exciting. Well, I know you're looking forward to getting back in August. Just what kind of work does this team need to do to get ready for the season to start in November?
Right. I feel like, you know, like we did last summer, we got to really focus on defense once again. You know, we got, you know, a few guys that have been here before, but we got a lot of new guys as well. So, you know, just creating that culture, you know, kind of passing that culture down to the new guys is big for us this year. So, you know, just got to come in. I'm going to lead and make sure I get guys in position to learn every day, and that way we're prepared when season comes.
Well, we're looking forward to it. And before we let you go, it is a new age of college athletics with name, image, and likeness. What have you and your teammates talked about with name, image, and likeness? Do you have any deals on the horizon or anything you'd like to announce?
Yeah, I'm definitely working on some things for the NIL for sure. I don't have anything to announce just yet, but, you know, the guys talk about it all the time. You know, there's a lot of things to do and a lot of things like that are out there for you to go get with this new name, image, and likeness thing. So, you know, it's definitely something that we can take advantage of and use going forward. So it's definitely something that we like.
Well, Jaden, you gave this fan boost a great jolt last week when you announced you're coming back. We're so excited for your junior season here in Tuscaloosa. Just all the best to you, and Roll Tide. Thank you for joining us.
Roll Tide.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.